Some call it China's Hawaii. The island province in the south attracts tens of millions of visitors every year, and property developers have flocked here to accommodate them. Real estate giant Evergrande constructed this artificial island, complete with hotels and theme parks. But a debt crisis has caused many of its projects to come to a halt. These 39 unfinished apartment buildings were due to be completed soon. Now, the local government has called for them to be demolished, citing environmental concerns. The order has sparked confusion among local people.
These buildings have already been constructed, and now they want to demolish them. Personally, I think it's a big waste of resources.
If you tear down these buildings, it will just create more pollution. It's also causing the owners of other apartments here to panic because they're afraid theirs will be next.
The unfinished project was backed by a former mayor, Jiang Qi, who is now serving life in prison for bribery.
There are almost 3,000 apartments worth more than $1 billion there. It's just one of hundreds of stalled Evergrande projects in China. But the demolition of those 39 buildings would deal another major blow to the already embattled developer.
Evergrande is $300 billion in debt and defaulted on offshore bonds last month. Regional governments have taken control of the developer's projects in some areas and confiscated land in others. It's far from alone. In recent months, the Chinese government has begun curbing overborrowing in the property sector, and a growing number of firms are now in distress. Shimao, Kaisa, Modern Land and Guangzhou RNF are among those struggling with loan repayments. Analysts say Beijing is sending a message.
It just looks like they are more concerned about debt and sustainable growth. So I guess in the long term, this is more of a change for the better. And I guess it's safe to say the kind of aggressive expansion period has basically ended for China.
The crisis in the property sector is weighing on China's economic growth, and experts expect the slowdown to continue for months, possibly years. Evergrande is doing all it can to keep its business and projects here afloat. It's paid more than $30 million in fines to the local government and is appealing against the demolition of these 39 buildings. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Danzhou, China.